This goes to Dr. Lena, L-E-N-A, Widman, W-I-D like David, M like Mary, A-N like November. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Shirley Eibling, E-I-B like boy, L-I-N-G. Date of birth 4/14 of 1944. Dear Dr. Widman, this is a consultation for Mrs. Eibling, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3 chronic kidney disease, which has been present since May of 2022. She's not aware of why she has chronic kidney disease. Currently, she has no symptoms associated with chronic kidney disease. She has many symptoms associated with all of her other medical conditions. She has sleep apnea, so chronic daytime fatigue. She has a chronic iron deficiency anemia of unknown etiology. So she's also frequently tired due to that condition. And she's short of breath with her chronic COPD, and she does see a pulmonary specialist routinely. And she has had COVID recently. She had it in December of 2024, very mild symptoms, cough, fatigue, and then unexpectedly developed a urinary tract infection in January of this year. And she's currently on Augmentin, just finishing that up for the urinary tract infection. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, but she does suffer from intermittent episodes of vertigo. No chest pain or palpitations. She has chronic shortness of breath with exertion, occasional wheezing and cough, and occasional exacerbations of COPD. She does have reflux esophagitis, and she was on proton pump inhibitors for quite a while, but she stopped those and has not taken anything like that for at least a year, she states. She does suffer from chronic obesity and also allergies. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia currently. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. And urine is now clear without blood. No foaminess or cloudiness. No foul odor. Past medical history is significant for high blood pressure, iron deficiency anemia, COPD, degenerative joint disease, chronic low back pain, gastroesophageal reflux disease, obesity, obstructive sleep apnea, allergic rhinitis, recurrent vertigo, a history of colon polyps, anxiety, a recent UTI, and recent infection with COVID. Past surgical history, she's had a hernia repair, tonsillectomy, bilateral cataract removal. She did have a cardiac catheterization in 2014 that was normal, and at that point they understood that she had lung disease. Bunionectomy. She had belt abdominoplasty. She's had multiple colonoscopies after the colon polyps and an EGD, especially to evaluate why she might have the anemia, and a hysterectomy. Social history, she's an ex-smoker. She quit smoking about 10 years ago. She occasionally consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. She's married. Her husband accompanied her to this visit, and she's retired. Family history is significant for hypertension, bladder cancer, stroke, coronary artery disease, and type 2 diabetes. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to tramadol, codeine, and morphine. Medications, Tylenol, 500 milligram every 6 hours as needed for pain, multivitamin daily, albuterol solution every 6 hours per nebulizer as needed, ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram daily, Trelegy Ellipta, 200/62.5/25, one inhalation daily, Astilin nasal spray, two sprays daily to each nostril. Verapamil is 120 milligram at bedtime. Albuterol rescue inhaler, two inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Metoprolol extended release, 25 milligram daily. Singulair, 10 milligram daily. Lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. hydroxyzine, 10 milligram at bedtime. Chlorthalidone is 50 milligram daily. Calcium carbonate, 1,200 milligram daily, not every day, though she takes it only a few times a week. And vitamin D3, 5,000 units, a few times a week with the calcium. She does not use oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 62 inches, weight 179 pounds. Pulse is 68, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 140/70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx, very difficult to visualize the uvula due to the large tongue, but it is midline. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs have some scattered inspiratory crackles that clear with cough and a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, left lower extremity, she has 1+ edema. Right lower extremity, a trace of edema. None in the feet. Oh, she has rather tight stockings on. 1 to 2+ pedal pulses. Capillary refill, 2 to 3 seconds. Sensation intact in the feet and ankles. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done 1/7 of 25. Creatinine was 1.39, estimated GFR 38. 9/30/24, creatinine 1.49. GFR 35, March 14th, 24, creatinine 1.36, GFR 40, 10/20/23, creatinine 1.44, GFR 37, 12/22/22, creatinine 1.2, GFR 43, 5/25/22, creatinine 1.3, GFR 40. And other labs, 1/7 of 25, we have sodium 141, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 27, calcium 9, glucose was 80, albumin 3.9, and 1/7 of 25, hemoglobin is 11.0, white count is 12.7, normal platelets, iron 72, iron saturation percentage is 30, ferritin 91. Urine culture that showed 60,000 colonies of E. coli. Magnesium 1.7. And urinalysis, 1/10 of 25, that did show a trace of blood, 3+ protein, positive nitrates, and bacteria. And she is currently on Augmentin to treat UTI. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-term hypertension, also COPD and obstructive sleep apnea. We have scheduled a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, and that's going to be Friday, January 24th in the Mount Pleasant Health Park facility. Also, we're going to have labs done every 3 months, and the next lab will check a creatinine to protein ratio, as well as random urinalysis and intact parathyroid hormone and iron and ferritin levels. And we'd like her to have labs done every 3 months. So the next labs will be done in April of 2025. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.